Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I like to think about the wiring that humans are born with, all of us. You know, the personal traits that are yours when you come into the world. The personal ID that helps determine who you are. You've probably made use of one of the popular personality tests, Myers-Briggs, or the Enneagram, or DISC. You know the words they use, introvert or extrovert, inquisitive or accepting, agreeable or contentious. It's a good idea to be familiar with one's own born traits because that knowledge will help you make healthy and useful choices during your lifetime. The trick in a life, it seems to me, is knowing how you're wired and then figure out how you want to live with that wiring. There's all kinds of research into how one can change one's personality, but that sounds scary to me. So I guess that makes me agreeable and accepting, and not contentious or inquisitive. It occurs to me that all the personality typing systems are woefully inadequate. Our wiring is vast and intricate, more like a pile of spaghetti than a circuit board. There are so many more traits that should be studied, so many more tendencies that should not be ignored. So, at the risk of offending the followers of any particular system, I hereby humbly offer my amendments. I call the first one biter versus sucker. In other words, do you leave a lifesaver candy in your mouth, sucking on it slowly, making it last, or are you compelled to bite it immediately, crunching it till it's gone? Mary and I divide on this. Can you guess who's who? Trait number two is called over versus under, which is to say, do you install a new roll of toilet paper with the leading edge coming off the top or from the bottom of the roll? I confess that when I find myself in a bathroom where the paper rolls out from the bottom, I change it. I'm not proud of it, but wiring is wiring, after all. The underer will always change it back. Hey, we are who we are. As long as we're talking about toilet paper, are you a scruncher or a folder? Are you chronically late to appointments or compulsively early? I call this laters and sooners. Now, laters have a casual relationship with time, and sooners are ruled by the clock. Statistics show that the population of the Driftless region is 78% laters. Take it from me, it is completely useless and crazy-making to demand that someone who was wired late start arriving early, or vice versa. Some folks can't stand getting rid of stuff, and some folks take great satisfaction in jettisoning anything they haven't used in 6 months. I call these traits hoarder and tosser. Let me reiterate here that I am talking about hard wiring. Respecting our wiring is especially true in relationships. How many folks spend how many years trying to reform their partner? You can't make sooners out of laters, overs out of unders, nor can you turn a biter into a sucker, as much as you'd like to try. And hoarders will never, ever be tossers. There are so many more wiring traits that I could talk about. Sweeties versus savories, cloudies and sunnies, morning robins and nighttime owls. We could go on for hours. My point is that how we come into the world is every bit as important as the environments which have molded us. Deny this fact. Try to rewire your partner, and you are begging for trouble. I find it best to roll with the punches thrown by an oppositely wired companion. Decide that it's part of their charm. Chuckle about it when you're late again. Look past it or look the other way. Just chill out. The fact is that a biter's got a bite and a sucker's got a suck, so get used to it.